It's Monitor and Music and Muriot. Love Child. Kirby. Is that what the world needs now? Answer me, Tony Bennett. Answer me.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross. Enough to last to the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. No, not just for some, but just for. The meadow, there are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Come on, listen, Lord, if you want to know. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that just a little love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just some, but what the world.
needs now is love and understanding and communication. Singer Nancy Wilson has said it all in her own way in her monitor conversation with Pat Sheridan, which continues now as Nancy tells Pat of the relationship today between a black mother and her child.
What are some of the things you told him?
Well, I explained to him what black was and what a Negro was and what a Caucasian was and what white was. I'm a black being, the dark. My son sleeps without a light in his room. He's not afraid of blackness. And this is what I wanted him to do. It is difficult enough because unconsciously, as parents, we perpetrate the black being bad theory with boogeymen. When you sleep, something's going to get you if you're not good. It always happens in the blackness. And we talked about this, and whenever it comes up, I'm never too busy to dispel all these things. Things that you might pick up at school or outside in the front yard, even. We talk about it then.
Is your son proud he's black?
Oh, yes. Very. Very much so. It's difficult, because there are many shades of black. And for a light black child, it is doubly hard. Because he, unless you take the time to explain, he doesn't know what he is. Because they're all shades and all colors, and a child can grow up and all of a sudden it hits him in the face when he enters public school at 6 for the first time that he's black. Because of the different shades in my family, for example, he would have to really ask, well, what is grandma? Is she white? Because she looks it. But she isn't.
Mm-hmm.
You have to that needs explaining to children. Because they really don't know. And six, by the time you let them enter public school without telling them what's really going on, because in this day and age, they can't escape it. It's on the news everywhere you look. It's been broadcast, and a child to go unprepared, and they should be prepared by their parents. No teacher's going to raise my son.
That's going to make you a parent 24 hours a day, Nancy.
That's right.
How long will it take for us to get to a point where nobody will have a reason to?
Well, today nobody has a right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there. I would like for people to just recognize the fact that they do hate. We must face facts and then try and work toward harmony, try and work toward participation, try and work toward allowing every man in this country an equal shot at things. Since Birmingham, Alabama, since Montgomery, since the bus, since Rosa Parks, we've been seeking the power to integrate when we should have been seeking the power to obey.
Nancy Wilson.
In a long white room with no beginning and no end, with no calendars or clocks, we age just a little, but we touch a lot. And maybe we're married, and maybe we're not. But we're there in a long white room. In a long white room. That maybe might have been a lot, but a talking's always hot. But the breathing's always soft. We will tuck each other in and dream about trains. You call me beauty and I call you brains. But no one's comparing, so no one complains being there in a long white room. Times we will bring each other books, but we'll read each other's minds, and we'll do what must be done and share
shared. We'll hide what must be hidden and air what can be aired. We aren't that sure, but we aren't that scared. We will grow. In a long white room. In a long white room.
You know, this month of May has officially been designated Radio Month, but Monitor listeners know that radio is at its best in any month that has a weekend in it. What'd he say? You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Amphetamines, barbiturates, the up and down pills. They pick you up when you're down. They bring you down when you're up. Pills which could distort your judgment and could become addictive. If you take them, follow your doctor's advice very carefully. Because last year, tens of thousands of people abused these pills and got all strung out and tangled up. Some died. If you use amphetamines or barbiturates, please talk to your regular family doctor. Amphetamines and barbiturates are powerful drugs, too powerful to play around with.
The preceding was brought to you by the National Institute of Mental Health.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Music from Monitor. Love can make you happy. And I'll try too, honey. Derwood Kirby is my name.
Your life.
sports. Jerry Williams is a winner. As a player and coach in professional football, 14 of his 17 seasons have found him at the top of the league. Now he's the new head coach of a team that's been a big loser, the Philadelphia Eagles. Sports editor Len Dillon spoke to Coach Williams on Monitor's Open Line. Jerry Williams, congratulations on being named coach of the Philadelphia Eagles Friday afternoon.
Well, thank you very much.
Jerry, you quit as coach at Calgary in the Canadian League to take the head coaching job, a team that only won 2 and lost 12 last season, the Eagles, of course, I'm talking about. Why did you leave Calgary?
Well, of course, it's the ambition, I believe, of just about all coaches that have the proper background to return and coach in the National Football League. And I'm no different than anyone else, and that's been my ambition. And certainly coming to Philadelphia is like coming to my second home. I put a great deal of time in Philadelphia as a player and a coach.
I was thinking, of course, about authority. You'll have complete authority as a coach.
Oh, certainly, yes. He's the general manager and I'm the coach, and we both know that our proper areas. And we work closely together in some things and completely apart on other things.
Jerry, it's been said that any coach taking over the Eagles has to change the club's attitude from being individuals into a team. Will that present any special problems to you?
Well, I don't know what special problems that it will present, but I don't anticipate any insurmountable problems.
Well, Jerry Williams, congratulations on being named the new Eagles coach.
Well, thank you very much.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Here's Nancy Sinatra indulging in a favorite family pastime. Go, Nancy. Considered the theme song of William Hunter, who this week was presented a trophy and a meritorious mourner certificate by the Morticians Association of Western Pennsylvania. Mr. Hunter, it seems, has attended more than 3,000 funerals, mostly of strangers. And when asked why he does it, the 70-year-old Mr. Hunter had an answer that all of us might think about a little. People, he said, seem to be nicer at funerals. Central Kansas, monitor listeners, remember to dial KLSI, Salina. That's where we get together. And you know something? As soon as I get myself together, I'm going to be very chirpy.